The dispute between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald boiled over after Voss effectively sidestepped Fitzgerald in the legislature. Bills like the governor's usually go to the Joint Committee on Finance, which consists of both senators and representatives. And when there's single-party control, legislative leaders usually wait until both chambers are on the same page. But with some GOP senators still iffy on the governor's plan, Voss called his own Assembly hearing. Fitzgerald was not pleased.
I think it's not the way we operate around here, and I know I have some members that are pretty upset that they've decided to make this move.
At issue for some of Fitzgerald's members is the way the governor's tax cut would grow the state's structural deficit.
I think those that ran on the idea in 2010 that we were going to work to reduce and ultimately eliminate the structural deficit that was created under Governor Doyle, there's some concerns about simply kind of turning our back on that concept and simply saying, okay, now it's all right.
Voss issued a statement saying his members would not wait for the Senate when tax cuts are a top priority for Assembly Republicans. But Fitzgerald's concerns may end up winning the day here. After talking with Fitzgerald, Governor Walker told reporters for the first time that he was open to changes.
Well, if there are tweaks that's fundamentally continue to get money in the hands of hardworking taxpayers, we'll certainly look at different ways of doing that.
Neither the governor nor Senator Fitzgerald would talk numbers, but Fitzgerald says some reduction of the structural deficit would likely be fine for his members. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.